or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 15, 2026 edition. Just heard the commercial for My Pure Health Solutions, Missy, down in Battle Creek. Last week, Missy scanned Miss Vicky as she's getting ready to prepare for some surgery, hopefully, God willing, her last surgery. And her doctor and I have talked about it with Vicky and Missy and decided unanimously that she needs to go back on a fat-burning program. So after the scan, the food list was generated with total surprise. We had been eating the wrong foods. I also was scanned. I'm going to do a mini 20-day fat burn just to get my metabolism burning again and support Vicky eating the good foods that she has to for her fat burning program. Well, we've only been doing this for roughly 7 days, effectively today, 6 days on the scale. Vicky's already down 8.1 pounds of fat in 6 days. And after the seventh day today, the scale tomorrow will be a first week. I'm predicting she, with the fat percentage of her body weight, she might be down 10 pounds in the first week. This program works. It is not a permanent thing. I'm only going to do 20 days. Vicky's going to do 40 days. And at the end of that 40 days, she will be down significantly, roughly about 10% of her body weight, to be able to have surgery and be healthier, to be able to go under and to have the surgery performed. So if you would like Missy's cell phone number, this is her personal private cell phone number, to text or call her for a phone consultation. You can text her at 269-317-0906. Missy wants to deal with our audience directly, even though she has Charity and Izzy and others in her office. Missy wants to personally handle your fat burning program herself. And she's given me permission to give out her cell phone number, 269-317-0906. She said it's best for people to text her first with your name and phone number, what city you're from. Might want to even mention in the text that you heard Trucker Randy talking about it. That's how you got her number. And then she'll call you back when she's available. Last night I spoke to her briefly. She said she has 8 consultations, which each one takes about an hour, hour and a half to do. She has 8 of them scheduled for today. People are realizing eating real foods based on the list of foods that she gives you for you. Roughly about the top 7-8 best proteins, vegetables, and fruits. One thing that Vicky and I are totally excited on is the fruits. We can eat all the peaches, strawberries, and blueberries we want. With those in season right now, I'm going to Costco later today in Traverse City. They have Georgia fuzzies. These are the Georgia peaches that are just unbelievably sweet. Yeah, they have sugar in them, but we can eat them. And one fruit that really surprised me was oranges. I've never had oranges on my list before. Oranges came in at the highest positive number Missy said she's ever seen for a fruit. On my scan, whatever's in oranges, my body's craving right now, 111.7 positive for oranges for me to be able to eat. She told me to go get a big bag of Florida oranges and have one every single day. This will put me back in fat burn. This will fire up my metabolism. I will drop probably, I only need to lose probably about 5, 6, 7 pounds. And I'll be right back to where I was August 27th of 2023. But I've been putting a lot of garbage into my body lately, splurging a little. With stress, you eat comfort foods. It's basically what it is. I have absolutely fallen in love with Culver's chocolate custard with brownie bits and hot fudge. Love those. 2 scoops in a cup, hot fudge, brownies. I was addicted to those over the last couple of months. Missy's like, nope, for the next 20 days, you can't do it. Less than 3 weeks. Actually, might end up being down 10 or 12 pounds. Don't care. Get the metabolism burning. Support Vicky in these meals that I'm preparing. Looking forward to it. So again, if you'd like her number, the screenshot has her picture there. 269-317-0906. Text me Missy, and I'll send you the screenshot. Text her first. She asked that you guys would text her your name, your city, mention you heard me talking about it, and she will get back to you to schedule a phone consultation. She'll schedule it in her schedule, put you into the system, and be able to help you absolutely fix your metabolism, get things back working again. I actually have a couple of systems that are out of whack. And she says, we'll fix that. Lickety split. Lickety split. I said, okay. So if you'd like it, text me. Y'all have my number, 231-360-5140. Just text me Missy and I'll send you the screenshot. Folks, can you say part-time legislature? State of Michigan became a state in 1837. For 127 years, the first 127 years of our state's founding until 1963, we operated those 126 years as a part-time legislature. Per our Constitution, they are constitutionally obligated to pass a budget to fund state government. There's only 3 components that is mandated in our state constitution that they must fund: public schools, public roads, public prisons. That's it. None of this other stuff is in our constitution as being constitutionally required for us, the taxpayers of Michigan, to pay for. Well, Senate Bill 728, June 16th, basically about a month ago, before the summer recess break, Senate Transportation and Infrastructure Committee unanimously voted out Senate Bill 728, was sponsored by a Republican Senator Roger Hulk of Union Township. The bill is being pushed for by his Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids, which broke its yearly passenger record last year with more than 4.3 million people flying in and out of the Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids last year, 2025. What does the bill do? Folks could take their cocktail and beer orders to go outside of the airport's restaurants and bars, being allowed to carry their drinks throughout the terminal, outside their gate, and also the other areas of the airport where people are waiting to board an airplane. The bill, little tongue-in-cheek here, flew out of committee last month. Under Hoke's bill, an airport's governing body could allow passengers to purchase alcoholic drinks at the airport's bars and restaurants, to possess, carry, and consume them throughout the passenger terminal's complex. Hoke described the approach as similar to outdoor social districts that local communities can opt to place in their downtown areas. There's only one problem. You're not outdoors. You're inside the airport terminal. Hoke went on to say during a June 2nd committee meeting, what this bill does is modernize the passenger's experience in a very controlled environment. Airports that already have significant security and oversight and regulations deserve the ability to have people consume alcohol while going through that process. Oh, that's all we need. A drunk guy being searched by TSA, getting argumentative, getting out of hand, and then getting into a fight with the TSA agents before boarding the plane. Hoke clarified that folks would not be able to carry their own alcohol and sit down and begin drinking in the terminal. Nor does he want guests purchasing fifths of liquor from the duty-free stores and then beginning to indulge. Well, guess what, Roger? That's exactly what you're going to get. If people see other people sitting around and consuming alcohol, what do you think is going to stop them from going into the duty-free and buying a bottle of bourbon or whiskey or, like you say, scotch, and sitting down and drinking it? We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about this Senate bill that would allow guests, actually travelers, going to the Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids to be able to buy alcohol, beer, bourbon, whiskey, liquor, whatever, cocktails, walk around the airport before boarding a plane. Well, in the committee hearing, Senator Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican from Monroe, looked at his fellow Republican and said, let me get this right. You want to have the ability to give yourself a double bourbon on the rocks or straight up and walk around the airport drinking, making fun of people. Is that what you want to do? Well, Hulk responded, I do that already without drinking, as the committee room erupted in laughter. Well, testifying in support, of course, was Tory Richardson. He's the president of the Gerald R. Ford Airport in Grand Rapids. He argued that an airport terminal is also the most restrictive forum for alcohol sales and consumption. For traditional bars and restaurants, customers can get into their vehicles and try driving home while intoxicated. Meanwhile, he said social districts can be accessed from multiple areas where there's no physical screening to prevent dangerous situations from arising. He described sport arenas hosting 100,000 people, emotionally, energetically charged fans who love their teams, where conflicts can occur, all while alcohol is being served to them. Our environment at the airport is highly ultra-controlled. We have safety and security measures that go far beyond that of any other form where alcohol sales are made and consumption is taken. Richardson said nobody's going to the airport to drink and socialize at $15 to $20 a pop. This is not the intent or the purpose of their trip. The drink at the airport is simply incidental to their travel. Well, proponents suggest the price tag of airport drinks could prevent overconsumption if these bills were passed. Furthermore, Richardson described how actions like the passenger screening checkpoints, the need to enter valid airline ticket and passenger ID being checked against the no-fly zone list, creates additional extra security measures. Think of the scenario where two business partners are traveling together. One of them wants a salad and a glass of wine at a restaurant, while the other one wants a beer and a burger. But they want to get back together and go to the gate area so they can check on the status of their flight and be there ahead of time. Well, he suggested that under this Senate Bill 728, the two business partners can grab a high top outside their gate, drink, talk about upcoming client meetings, and being able to listen for flight updates on their phones or laptop. We're simply trying to offer the passengers the flexibility and convenience of modern day travel where they can balance their business as well as personal needs. Well, of course, opposed to the bill, Delta Airlines. Last year, they added 10 routes coming in and out of Detroit Metro Airport, Michigan's largest airport, for their spring 2024 to April last year. 22.8 million people were carried by Delta Airlines as one of their regional subsidiaries is Grand Rapids. Delta Airlines said, their director said, alcohol consumption in gate areas and concourses can increase risk of disruptive behavior, passenger conflict, and intoxication-related incidents. Gates agents would be expected to monitor passengers carrying alcoholic beverages near boarding areas and having to address issues involving intoxicated or disruptive behavior. They are against the bill. Now, this is clearly politician for hire. I can absolutely guarantee without a doubt that if we looked up the Senate campaign finance report of Senator Roger Hulk, I guarantee we would find a donation from the Gerald R. Ford International Airport. If not from the airport itself, from their president, Tory Richardson, who actually went to Lansing to testify in support of the bill. This is a pay-to-play politician. And of course, the airport supports it. They want to sell more alcohol and beer. $15 to $20 a pop? They're right. I would go into the duty-free store and buy me a fifth of bourbon, crack it open, and pour it into my water bottle, whatever. These guys are just... This reeks totally is a perfect example of why we have to get back to a part-time legislature. Pure and simple. They wouldn't even be in Lansing after April 15th. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis.